So on the story today, we have four people. We have, and I was a little confused when I read the gospel because I thought somehow the name Salome did not appear, but that's supposed to be the name of the dancing girl, and for some reason Herodias gets her name in there all the time. So we got Herod, Herodias, Salome, and John the Baptist. Herod is moved by John, even though John has told him he's been a very bad boy, you might say, and that he's picked up his brother's wife, has lived with her, and he has committed adultery. And so they would like to, but he liked to hear him speak. He was impressed with him. He was moved by him. But the old lecher is also moved by a pretty girl. And what is apparent is apparently his stepdaughter. We might say that Herod lost his head over the girl, figuratively, and John the Baptist lost his head physically over the girl. At any rate, John the Baptist was a prophet. He spoke the truth. He didn't back off. He told it like it was, and he paid dearly for it. Sorry, I lost my place here. Okay, well, whatever. And so he gives Salome the choice. And she goes to Mom, and she says, "What will I ask for?" And she says, "Well, I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter." It's a rather gruesome thing to have be presented at a dinner party, but at any rate, that's what she wanted. They got pretty nasty in those days sometimes. Herod feels he can't back down because he said this. He said it to the people. He's in front of people. And so he's got to do it. He doesn't want to do it, but he's got to do it. So he sends soldiers to get John's head. And they bring it back. And I guess everybody except John, of course, is happy. But what is it about prophets? We think of prophets as people that foretold the future. And actually, prophets are people who spoke the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And so here's John, who lets the chips fall where they may, and his ministry comes to an end. But the other kind of prophets, those prophets are spelled with an F. Those prophets are the lubricant of capitalism, which is the system under which we operate. And everybody has to have prophets, because if you don't, you go out of business, and your employees go on the streets. And that's not a good scene. But at any rate, prophets take precedence with most people. But are there things that are more important than prophets? And I would say there are things that are more important. But what is a fair prophet? Supposedly it depends on circumstances and varies a great deal. Let me share with you some statistics. In 1970, CEOs of companies, on average, earned about 30 times what their workers earned. But in 2014, CEOs earned on average 300 times what the workers earned. And now it dropped a little bit in 2016 to like only 271 times what your workers earned. Now these figures tell us, I believe at least, that the trends have become quite egregious. In other words, they have moved to beyond the bounds of reasonableness. And they also point out to us that there is a growing gap in wealth in this country. We say, well, you know, people work hard, they should be rewarded. Well, what about those who work harder and maybe are rewarded less? So, the U.S. does not rank high in this category. The gap is greater here than in most other countries. I'm not sure we're number one, but we're right up there. And there are people that are saying, this is something that we can't have continuing. There are people who say, people who have written books on the subject, who say that societies where the wealth is equal or nearly equal, not everybody's going to be absolutely the same, but where there is some sense of equality, those people are happier than those who live where there's this great gap that stands before us. If we look around, it seems to me that we can see an increase in rancorous nastiness that's taking place in our country. There's a bitter mood in the land as people are looking around and saying, why should they benefit way more than me? And we say there's a sense in which that's not right, but in another sense, there's a sense in which it is wrong. So what's important in our system? Profits are important in our system, but there are things that are more important. A society that has kindness as practiced is more important. A recent newspaper article pointed out that many private corporations are funding our schools now. Now, at first, that sounds great. That sounds wonderful. But what it says is that we are losing the willingness to support something in our society that's very important. And what is education for? We look at education. In public education, its goal is to give everyone some kind of an education. Some kind of education. Tools with which they can deal with life. Now, there are people of wealth who have who go on to private schools and so forth, and that's their choice. But we are losing our willingness to support education. Education for all, the purpose of all, is that everyone has the abilities to look at life and see these things that are happening. And so this becomes the point where education then becomes the provenance of the very wealthy and the very powerful. And we need to remember that there are people who always have to have this opportunity. Not everyone takes advantage of it, but there will be others who will. It'll be the same old story. The wealthy will do well, and the poor will get less. And remember, Jesus liked the poor. And even the middle class won't fare too well in that. They will not share in this either. And then we have the story of Nestle, who comes along and tells us they're going to give us jobs. And so they want to increase the water output. And when they have depleted the water output and move on, what then? What then will happen? I attended the meeting in Ferris, in which people spoke on this issue. And I'll tell you that there was a heavy, heavy, heavy predominance of people who opposed it. There were like two that spoke in favor. One was an employee of Nestle. One was a government official who really thought we could get some jobs. The problem is, what price do the jobs come? And the very bottom line is, if you're dead, a job doesn't do you any good. Now, that's pretty hard, I admit that, and not many people are going to reach that point, but still, there's some truth to it. So, if the DEQ had noted the heavy predominance, they didn't show us that, because they approved Nestle's request. Because they said, well, they filled in all the dots and dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. I wonder if that's what the Nazi officials in Germany said and got away with. Yeah, I know that's kind of hard, but, you know. So, there is also the story of the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Waukesha, Wisconsin had water springs that were the pride of the area. And they had people coming in that were buying this water. And then it reached the point where, because the population growth as well as the loss of water, they were without. And now Waukesha has to apply to the Great Lakes Consortium in order to take water from the Great Lakes. And that request has been granted. However, the question arises, how many more will be making such requests? Now, you're probably wondering, what on earth has all this got to do with the gospel? Well, we'll find out here. Unfortunately, we are like John the Baptist, with our heads being served up on a platter, while the wealthy and powerful move on to the good life, or party on, ignoring the needs of health care for all people, ignoring the fact that people are torn from their parents, ignoring the fact that many people in our country live in poverty, while the rest of us do very well. There are victims, and indeed, who end up being victims of human trafficking, and that's another story. As Christians, we are called to be champions of the poor and those whose voices are routinely ignored. We are called to be watchdogs for our environment, because the environment is a gift from God. We have it in this spaceship Earth that makes us journey through space, and God has given it to us to take care of. We are called to be caretakers of God's gifts, to make humanity into that which has been dehumanized, and to bring power to the powerless and hope to the hopeless. Amen.